How can I just say that we're just
live?
We're live. Okay. We're not live. We're just at the pre-dinner drink session at PyCon UK, and we're standing out on a beautiful balmy Saturday evening in Coventry, of all places. And I'm standing here next to Gary Bulmer and Daniele Procida.
Procida.
And we were just saying about how impressed we were with some of the ideas and resources and projects that Gary has been showing today, all to do with Python programming, physical computing, Arduinos. Fantastic.
You know? Getting people to learn to program because they want to.
Yeah, just for the fun of it.
Two reasons. One, they don't get the opportunity and they would like to experience it. So their future lives could be built on evidence rather than opinion. And two, they could make something really crazy and foolish and fun that they could never buy, and it would be unique to them, and they can kind of show their friends, and their friends will go, "Oh my God, you made that?" Yeah. As opposed to, you know, go to the pound shop or Primark or Apple and buy the thing.
That's right. And it sounds like you're trying to give children there an inspiring experience where they boost their confidence and they think,
yes,
hey, I can do this stuff. Yeah.
And quite scary stuff.
Yeah, you have to take them out of their comfort zone because people don't learn
how to build electronics.
No.
They don't believe that you can build electronics for a couple of pounds.
Yeah.
And they don't believe that you can write computer programs or make it do something interesting in an afternoon.
And I imagine if you say to them, "Hey kids, today we're going to build a computer," they're such a thinking, "Well, we're going to build an Xbox or we're going to build an Apple Mac."
No, I don't start that way.
No.
I say, we're going to build a robot. And along the way, what we're going to do is make a machine that's going to take over your parents' television and put it onto the channel that you like to watch. And they just laugh and they make it. And they think it's really funny.
And this computer that they plug into the TV...
They don't plug it in. Ah. It takes over the infrared remote control.
Ah, right.
Because then you can hide it.
So hack the TV without people knowing what's going on.
Exactly. You know, I go to bed, I switch it on, and every 10 minutes, it goes and puts Channel 4 on. My parents hate Channel 4.
Daniele, was there anything that really grabbed you about Gary's presentation?
Well, we were talking about transgression and how technology, in order to be educationally valuable, has to give children a way to be safely transgressive. So they think they're being very daring and breaking the rules and doing something new that no one's ever thought of. But
evil.
Evil. They're doing something, you know, that they'll get in trouble for, and maybe they might if they do it properly. But they can do it safely. Whereas if they're just consumers of this stuff,
passive learning,
if you're on the web and then you start to be transgressive, that involves finding things that would be horrific for anybody.
Yes, that's right.
The jump between the completely boring, safe things and the transgressive things is absolutely enormous, but very easy to do. Whereas a transgressive leap should be more difficult, but also safer.
So are you sort of advising people to take risks with these learning activities, but within boundaries? Risk? No.
No, I'm not advising anyone to anything. To do anything. I'm just lamenting the fact that there are so few opportunities for safely transgressive actions by children now, because you can't be safely transgressive really on the internet.
And
you can't.
And the nice thing that the kids I've worked with discovered is electronics are so cheap. You know, it's like literally a couple of pence.
That's right. Yeah.
For an LED or something.
Yeah.
And these kids had this little debate in one of the sessions about, "Oh no, you can't do that." "Oh yes, you can." And then went quiet. And then a few minutes later, "Sir, we can't make this work." "Oh, okay, guys. Well, we turn it around, it's broken." I threw it in the bin. I literally flicked it with my thumb, and I was very lucky it hit the bin. And all of the kids watched the arc of this LED, and it hit the bin, and they said, "How much did that cost?" And I said, "That, like a penny." And they said, "Oh, is that all it costs?" And you go, "Yeah." And we break lots of them. Don't worry about it. We just break them. And the permission to actually break things and know what the value of breaking things was seemed extremely liberating.
Makes it all very accessible.
And they'd done something, you know, bad, but it didn't matter.
So, thank you, Gary and Daniele. Enjoy the rest of the PyCon UK conference.
I hope that was of some use.